WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Michael Penn's younger brothers are the actors Sean and Christopher. The family grew up in Los Angeles. Their father, Leo, is a TV director. Michael chose a different direction. He's a rock musician. His first solo album is on RCA. The first single from the album, No Myth, was popular on college and alternative radio stations. It also hit the pop charts and got airplay on commercial rock stations. Another single from the album, This and That, is currently creeping up the charts. From the album March, here's Michael Penn on vocals and guitar with his song No Myth. Signed by RCA?
Basically, what happened was I had been in a band for years in Los Angeles, and that band had broken up, and I was really sort of disillusioned and cynical about the whole process of getting a deal with a major label and everything. And I kind of buried myself at a home studio and wrote a batch of new songs, and these were just four-track demos, and I gave the tape to my manager, and for the first time, I had no real sort of hope for it. I really just didn't care. I just sort of gave the tape and sort of said, here's some new stuff. I'm going back in to work on some more stuff. And a couple of weeks later, we got a phone call, so it was a real surprise.
You're, what, about 30 years old?
Yeah.
So were you, before this album came out, thinking of giving up on a music career, or giving up on having somebody else put out your records? Like, what was your next step if this didn't happen?
Just, I didn't really think of it in those terms. I mean, I sort of felt like I'd still be doing this for my own pleasure, even if, you know, I never got signed to a major label. I mean, I had friends who had put out independent records, and I had put out an independent record previously with a band, and so there were always outlets for music, and so I didn't feel like I would ever stop doing that. It's just a matter of whether I was going to be spending my days doing, you know, some dead-end job that had nothing to do with what I was about, and that's what I had been doing to survive. But
what kind of job?
Oh, all kinds of different things. I mean, I was working in everything from a library to working as a customer service representative at a bizarre photography company, and all kinds of strange jobs.
When you were signed by RCA, did you tell them that you didn't want to be marketed as Sean's brother?
Well, I made it very clear to them that was not something that they could use or mention, and I was very happy to find out that they were happy that was my attitude, because they were going to suggest that to me. So, I mean, I think they were as aware of, you know, the irrelevance of that as I was. So I was happy about that.
Do you think that family connection has helped or hurt you in any way as a performer and songwriter?
No, I don't think it's helped or hurt, other than the fact that, you know, we all come from a creative family. And in that sense, I think my parents were very encouraging of their kids to pursue, their individuality.
You play guitar and program the drum machines on the record. When did you start working with a drum machine?
Well, it's not actually a drum machine. I mean, one of the things that was important to me was that on the songs that sampled drum sounds were used, that it still, even though it's a very different instrument than using real drums, that it still have a certain quality and a certain feel to it that was important to me. And it's very tough to get that with a dedicated drum machine. So what I did was I sampled drum sounds and programmed the patterns on a Macintosh computer.
Is there an example from the record of a song that you think works especially well with the drum programming?
Well, I think several of them do. I mean, I think Half Harvest works really well. It's a very barren kind of drum program, and the pattern that's set up is a repetitive kind of pattern, and even when a more traditional sort of drum sound kicks into the song, it still feels really genuine to me.
I don't care that you won't quit this notion of burying the carnival, but what the hell is in your potion that's made you so dull? So I cannot make a blind from sawdust, less a cool millennium, but I'd much rather feel the heat of August than be sheltered and numb.
How'd you get your first guitar?
My folks got it for me. It was a little Harmony kids guitar, like half size guitar. I still have the skeleton of it somewhere.
And what did you play on it?
As many chords as I could figure out.
Uh-huh. Did it come with a little book with dumb songs in it to learn how to play?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Was it rock songs or Red River Valley?
No, yeah, it was like,
what did you muddle through?
It was like folk songs, and then I would get like sheet music that had chord charts for rock stuff, and
uh-huh.
and learn various songs. And I took lessons for a while and got bored and stopped. And then the only time I ever stayed with it for any length of time was I had this teacher named Frank Javorsek, who I was taking sort of more bluegrass kind of stuff lessons from, and he was teaching me banjo and guitar and learning finger picking and stuff like that, and that was interesting to me because it was something different, and it was something that it wasn't as boring to me as learning sort of more traditional guitar playing, because
mm-hmm.
it was more immediate. I could get something out of it right away, and I really liked that. And he's also the guy that turned me on to this thing called this Chamberlain, which is this instrument that is very prominent on the album. And so I'm indebted to Frank Javorsek wherever he is.
Mm-hmm. You're on what I believe is your first big national tour.
Well, we just got off the first tour, and we're about to go out again in the beginning of June.
Do you feel old or young or neither at the age of approximately 30, being on your first big national tour, or having just come off of it?
I don't particularly feel either young or old.
Mm-hmm.
I just sort of feel like, well, I'm glad that the first tour was a relatively short tour, because I've never done it before, and I didn't know, you know, I didn't know really how physically taxing it would be, and I just didn't know the ins and the outs of it. So
mm-hmm.
So for me it was a real learning experience, and I discovered that I can do it and not get violently ill. So
what were you afraid was going to make you ill? The stress, or
just the sort of, you know, nonstop nature of it, and the fact that, you know, you're sleeping on buses and you're driving from one city to the next, and you know, you may not get a lot of sleep, and you have to go up on stage and sort of, you know, put everything into a show, and then, you know, I had just not had that experience before.
Mm-hmm. What's been the most eye-opening aspect of touring for you?
Well, I guess the two things that struck me the most were really the fact that I didn't get bored playing the songs, that I that's something that I was afraid that I would, that, just playing the, you know, the same songs, which some of which are old songs to me, you know, over and over and over, might get tiresome for me. But that didn't happen, so I was very glad of that. And the other thing was just the sheer joy of not having to set up my own equipment anymore.
Oh yeah, well, you have roadies.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really nice.
So you'd have to go to the clubs and plug in.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Oversee the sound check maybe because you couldn't trust the people at the club.
Sure, I mean you have to do everything, and you know you're basically doing manual labor for, you know, lifting pianos and organs onto the stage, and then you have to go out and play, and that was really great not having to do that.
So when do you go back on the road again?
June 1.
Okay, well, have a good trip.
Thanks a lot,
Michael Penn. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Michael Penn's new album is called March.
Well, you cut me to the quick with some kind of abandon, and I'm pouring over every word in my mind, and it isn't making sense. It's just coming back at random, and I already forgot what I expected to find. So maybe it's the wrong game, I shut down the replay. Maybe it's a case of heartless heart, but I'm down for the count, and there's got to be some way to clear out whatever keeps us apart.
This is Fresh Air.